Welcome back to our Albany Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you. Our final score, 4-3 Wisconsin. Joining us, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, what a great effort by your team today. I have to say, you can't look at shots on net at all. Just look at the score. Your team hung in with a number two Wisconsin Badger team and almost got another one there late in the game. A nice job by your team today.
Well, thanks, Kelly. I was certainly really, really proud of our effort. I told them going into the third period that, you know, we'd basically gone toe-to-toe with them for 100 minutes, and it was just going to come down to this 20. Let's see what we could do. And, unfortunately, we gave up a goal fairly early to get down by two, but this team has continued to show resiliency, and they just keep working hard, and sure enough, we were able to bang another one in, and made it exciting down the stretch. But certainly very proud of the effort.
First couple minutes of this hockey game were kind of weird. That first goal scored by Wisconsin, obviously you'd like to have that one back, and then Kristen Huber's goal that tied it back up and kind of made it a new hockey game. That one, I think their goaltender thought she had it too, so it was kind of a weird start for both goalies today.
Yeah, it was. Obviously the one they scored. Alex was trying to go D-to-D, and the girl just happened to get her toe over stick on it, and I'm not sure if it was a knuckleball kind of fooled there, and who knows. But, yeah, we got one back kind of the exact same way, just a bouncing puck that happened to go in. So at that point, it was we were right back to square one. And, again, I liked the way our team was playing. I thought we were a little looser in our zone today, and Wisconsin certainly took advantage of that. And they're very good at finding the open person, and Aaron had to come up with a lot of big saves for us.
The Beaver goal by Hannah Moore, that one was picture perfect. I think every coach that's ever watched or played hockey or coached hockey would love to see their team score goals like that, wouldn't they?
Oh, no question. It was a good play all around. Certainly, Hughes made a real nice play, and she made a good hard pass. That was the key. And Hannah's got those kind of skills where she just she put her stick a certain way, and she was able to redirect it up into the top of the net. So, very pretty goal, no question.
The third period, your team's down by one. They take that two-goal lead. But again, you said it. This team is so resilient. Alex Zatrowski, a hard-working goal on her part. You guys were in it till the very end. It was nice to see the effort from everybody, really, from your seniors to your juniors to your freshmen and sophomores. But talk about the play of that line today.
I thought all lines worked real hard. Alex's goal is just kind of symbolic of the way she plays. She just plays hard, and she went to the net hard. And certainly got to give a lot of credit to Madison Hutchison on that goal, because she basically went end-to-end and got it to the net, and there was a loose puck, and Alex just going hard in the net was able to pop one in.
Aaron Dieter's 42 saves today. Wow. That's a lot of saves. I'm sure she's looking to getting a little bit of rest after today's game tomorrow.
No question, but that's kind of Team Wisconsin has. They get a lot of pucks to the net, and that's just a testament to the type of skill they have, and they just have a very talented team, and they, like I said, they find the loose puck or loose open man, and they're able to get her the puck, and she gets to the net. But Aaron certainly made it exciting. A lot of them were not the most conventional, but she was keeping the puck out of the net. That's the key.
This series against Wisconsin obviously gets you ready for Minnesota, the number one team in the country next weekend. How much do you think your team learned or got into good habits after this weekend that'll get you ready for next weekend?
Well, certainly this will help playing Wisconsin and going right into Minnesota, because they're obviously very similar teams. Minnesota's got great skill as well all throughout their lineup. So, having seen Wisconsin this weekend and all right into Minnesota, certainly we're going to know that we're going to have to play almost the same way. We got to be on our toes, and we got to be very good with the puck, and we got to do a very good job picking people up away from the puck.
I know your team obviously would have liked to have gotten at least a WCHA win this weekend, but the season is young. That is a good thing, and obviously we'll look forward to next weekend and maybe get that first W against Minnesota.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun, Kelly. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks, Coach.
All right, you bet.
Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here on the Paul Binning Communications postgame show.